Sooner via Vayetse, we have the birth of Yosef, which is a turning point in the life of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov begins to contemplate going home. Vayi kasher yalda Rachel et Yosef, vayomer Yaakov et Lavan, shalcheni ve'olchal mekomil eretzi tenat, nashay ve'yiladai asher vati utcha behen, ve'eleicha, ki ata yadate davodati asher avadaticha. Yosef, from the very beginning, is everything to Yaakov, and that really will be the story of the rest of Sefer Bereishis. But it's the birth of Yosef, and you know, Rachel in particular, that I want to focus on. Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Vayishmai Leha Elokim, Vayivtach es Rachma. So let's be very precise here. Right? The Torah doesn't tell us Vayishmai Elokim al Rachel. It's first Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, holistically, that Rachel being able to have a child was a completely dominant force in her inner world. We have this Vashem Bakara Sarah Kasher Amar, and for all the distinctions between Pikdonos and Zichronos, Ayin Sham in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, it's the same ideal, same basic idea of Vashem Bakara Sarah Kasher Amar, Vayasa Sham Sarah Kasher Diber, Vatar Vatila Sarah the Abraham, Bandis Kunav, Kamoed Asher Diber, Tov Elohim, you have the same phenomenon twice in the first parak of Sefer Shmuel by Chana. Who's Chartani, Valtishkacha Samasacha, when Khan is davening, and Eli doesn't understand her, but then a few seconds later, Vayizkira Hashem. And this is exactly what Rachel had articulated. Habali Vanim Yivim Ayim Mesa Anochi. This is a total and consuming need. This is not a specific tefillah, but it relates to the entire person. As we would say, it's a din in the Gavra, Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Elena Elokim Vayivtach Es Rachma. Now, I just want to make 3 points, according to the Rishonim Leminehem, regarding Rachel in this situation. So Rashi really stresses 2 different points. First of all, Zachala Shemasra Simaneha LeAchosa. So this is an incredible Zachos, really, in a literal sense of the term, not the colloquial sense of the term, incredible, but incredible. Hard to believe that a person could be so selfless. And of course, Chazal see in this an act of personal sacrifice that could potentially only be matched by the Akedah. That's the Zechos of Rachel, Mevakal, Vanaha, Minikolech, Mibachi, Beinaich, Midima, Yesh, Sacha, Nikulotech, Nemashem, Shavu, Vanim, Nikulam, that Rachel would allow her sister, because her sister would have been so mortified, the mortification of her sister, the shame of her sister, and she suffers shame on account of it. The Ramban points out, that's the language of Asat Elokim Eskerpazi, Yosef's name. V'yomer Asiva Becherpa, says the Ramban, Shetiskavetz v'tispazer ben b'nei Adam, Leos didbarim ba'od b'chutzos. People were talking about here, why is it that Rachel's not able to be pregnant, Leah already, Bilha and Zilpa. So again, Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel is that she had a zechus that was essentially unparalleled. And not only that, but Rashi stresses by Yishmai Leha Elokim was that this tefillah came clearly be'ez tzara, and we know about tefillah be'ez tzara, whether that is the only daraisa, whether it's a separate mitzvah daraisa, v'chisamu mechamu v'yarem tzachem, and let's not forget the Rambam in Ilchos Tanios in Parag Aleph says it's not only a din the zibur, but it's also a chiyuv hayachov, v'as hayachin as well, shahaisa mitzira shema tala v'goralo shel esav. That now that she was childless, that maybe Yaakov would say, I'm done with Rachel, and she would be given over to Esav. It's really fascinating, because this is connected to the first point. Zachar la shemasar simana la chusa, that was exactly what Leah was concerned about. The Shitas Rashi, Beni Leah Rakos, that Esav would be the one to take her. And so she essentially switched places with Leah to be rejected, to be concerned, and she did it all because of the concern for the shame of her sister. So Rashi is pointing out that there's a deep relationship between the Zuchos of Rachel and the Tfila Be'ez Tzara. The Sforno highlights something different. This is the Sforno of the Shitaso. The Sforno assumes that the Dudaim, and this is a point that Rabban considered, but largely weighted against it, that the Dudaim are some kind of an aphrodisiac, and they're helpful in terms of pregnancy. So Rachel was making her Hishtabla, so to speak, on that front. In addition to that, she was Hichnisa Tzarasa L'Soch Besa, in terms of Bilha. Leah had done the same thing, obviously. And so this order says, Vayizkar lokim es Rachel, shishtadla beholden bechnisa tzaras lebesa, uvinin adudayim, vayishmai la lokim, shishpala achar she'asus ha'shnei, minei ha'ishtadla, so this order tells us, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps those who are doing all that they possibly can for themselves, and that's the second point that I wanted to highlight in this context. But I think the Radak is perhaps the, you know, the most important point to highlight here, just in addition to what we noted at the beginning. Vayizkar lokim es Rachel, the whole and consuming nature of what it meant to be childless and how fundamental that is to one's sense of identity. Again, it's the mi'ikos, it's the mu'akos, what it does to a person. And if you want to look at the Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Chana is, you know, davening to Hashem, but also, you know, Tila Dvarim Klamei Mala, where she talks in very graphic terms about why it is that Hashem would want to create her with the anatomical form that she has if he's not going to give her children. But Vida has made the Radak of Ayizkar, Achar Shinirasa, Kinishkachas, Shekulon Yaldu, Vihilo Yalada, Ra'a Hakel Ve'elbona Uvakta, that it's as if she was totally forgotten. Hashem saw her in a moment when she could have believed that Hashem was no longer paying attention, and nobody's listening. And everybody, when they face a crisis, and they feel that they've been banging on the door, but you've experienced it yet, you haven't experienced it yet, there is a nikudat mashber, a point of crisis. Achar shenirasa kenishkachas, a person feels that the shari tefillah are nalu, maybe even the Shari Tamos, and they're wondering, is there anybody home? Vayishma. So the Radak says, not this particular tefillah. El kol ha-tefillah she-ispalla higia ato ha-eish enet ha-rakel le-tefillah sa. That Vayishma eleha Elokim is not a reference to the tefillah that she was offering at present, but all of those tefillahs weighed on the ledger. We have to be very careful about false negatives. Testing regime with the pandemic, false positives, false negatives. It's really, you always have to be careful about false negatives. You always have to be careful in terms of drawing the conclusion that, okay, I daven now, I should listen now, but 10 years ago he wasn't listening. And this may be a longitudinal process. So the Radak is pointing out, Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Eleha Elokim El Kol HaTfilo Shekvar Yispalla, everything that she had already davened, the tefillah that she's offering now, Higia ata ha'ez, shene'et ha'akel, le'tfilasa. So Rashi pointing out that she had an unparalleled zakos, and there was also a tefillah ve'ez tzara. She had essentially, knowingly, willingly, volitionally switched places with her sister because of the shame of her sister, and then the tefillah ve'ez tzara was efficacious. The Svarno noting the importance of yishtadlus, and the Radak noting the longitudinal nature of tefillos, the sum total is Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel Vayishmael Elokim Vayitach es Rachma, the birth of Yosef, Yosef who means everything to his father, Yosef Bini, as he always refers to him, but Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Hashem Pakad es Sarah Chanav Vayizkirah Hashem, total and holistic form of remembrance, because to bear a child was everything to these nations and nations.